In Afghanistan, for example, aid agencies are helping to feed a population weakened by two decades of war and a severe shortage of water. Some of it has involved distributing food donated by the West, but other projects have provided seeds and tools for farmers to grow their own crops. These efforts, coupled with better weather and control of harmful insects, meant that the 2003 harvest was forecast to be 50% bigger than that of the year before. But Christian Aid expressed strong concerns that the United Nations, UN, was still sending massive wheat shipments to the region, causing prices for locally grown wheat to fall sharply and farmers to turn to more profitable crops, like opium. The key is not to make countries dependent on food aid if at all possible. Instead, international societies should help hunger-stricken societies move towards a degree of self-sufficiency. As hunger decreases, people's income will rise, and that country will be better able to cope with food shortages in the future.